And right now it is time to take five for your community. And this morning I am very pleased to be joined by the Chief of Interpretation at George Rogers Clark National Historical Park, Joe Heron. Joe, first of all, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Appreciate you coming in this morning. And we have got a big weekend at George Rogers Clark National Historical Park we certainly want to touch on. But first, let's touch on the park itself. I mean, you folks were shut down because of the government shutdown. How's the park doing, bouncing back from that?
We are. We're back. We've got most of our staff back. There's a couple of people that would be furloughed anyway for the winter, but they're coming back soon, and we're going to be back to 100%. Park did pretty well. I think our neighbors kind of kept an eye out for it, and we didn't have any major vandalism, no incidents, but we're just glad to be back and serving the people.
You know, since we live right next to it, I think we kind of take it for granted, but, you know, just so many groups, people from other states, other, you know, just groups, school groups like to come and see it, and they miss out during a time like this.
They would. It fortunately, it was a slow time of the year, but our school groups will start arriving next month. We're going to start seeing them. I've got scouts coming tomorrow even. So we're getting into that heavy season in the next, the next 3 or 4 weeks.
All right. Well, let's talk about this weekend. The big event, of course, it's the 240th anniversary of the capture at Fort Sackville. Wow.
That's correct. Yeah. And a major outcome because of George Rogers Clark taking that fort forward. A lot of historians give him credit for all of Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, all coming into the Union at the end of the war. So tonight we're going to have a guest speaker. David Nichols is going to come down, do a talk on Francis Vigo, who helped Clark. That'll be at 6:30 Eastern time over at the George Rogers Clark Visitor Center. No reason to call or anything if you're going to come to that. Our annual event, the thing we do every year, is we normally do a 5-mile march, but every fifth year we do a long option. So there's a 12-mile march starting at 8:30. And then at 10:30, you get on the bus for the 5-mile march. We do ask that people call us if they want to come to that. I think we had a shut off, but we could get you in today. I think we still have some spots available for either the long or short march. But you could just give us a call. It's 812-882-1776. We'll see if we can get you in. It shouldn't be a problem if you want to come. Weather's going to be a big question mark. If weather's agreeable, we plan on having what we call the tour of Fort Sackville. And you may say, well, there's no fort there. But we kind of stand in locations around the memorial where they were. And we do little historical vignettes. It's no reason to call for that. But that is at 5:00 Eastern Standard Time. If weather allows, if we don't get to do that tomorrow, I imagine it will get pushed off into the spring. It's been a couple of years since we've done this program. It's fun because we get the swivel gun, the little mini cannon out for that. And also Monday, another annual event is on the actual 25th. There is a wreath laying ceremony, 11:00 Indiana time. Come on over. It's in the rotunda. We have the choir kids from Reveille, a Catholic school, always come out and do some songs, or Flaget. I think it's the younger kids even. The mayor lays, makes a declaration, and we have a few talks. Actually, this year, me and Ranger Collins will be giving a little talk.
It is just mind-blowing how this one event did change the course of our nation, isn't it? It shows the bravery of these men, you know, all weekend long, starting this evening. You said Dr. Nichols, I think he's got a book signing going on. Is that right?
We do. We've got a couple of his books. Unfortunately, we're not taking cards right now, but he has some great books on the natives in the area, and he will sign those if you happen to pick it up tonight.
Okay. And again, the two walks tomorrow, you've got the long one, the short one. They can still get in on that, right?
Yes. Call us today, though, and we'll make sure there's room on the bus because we bus out to a spot and then we walk back and basically retrace the steps of Clark and his.
And so, again, the number, if somebody's interested in any of these events.
Sure. 812-882-1776.
And like you said, starting soon, this is when the big season for the school group's coming in.
They're right around the corner. I expect the There will be a few in March, but April and May are really busy time at the moment.
Oh, yeah. It's a wonderful beacon of history. And again, I said it earlier, sometimes I think since we live right next door, we take it for granted. So it's great that it's, first of all, it's great that you guys are back open for this weekend. And, you know, just all you guys do. So again, that's at George Rogers Clark National Historical Park, a big weekend going on. He is the Chief of Interpretation, Joe Heron. Joe, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.